This is Leslie Katz, host of Bay City Beat, a roundup of arts and cultural events in the North Bay, presented by Local News Matters and Bay City News. It's Friday, April 18th. This week, I'm highlighting multiple Easter-themed events, a stimulating courtroom drama on stage, a fun variety show boasting local talents, and a reggae show for 420. Here we go. It's Easter weekend, and there are a bunch of events around the area for families. For example, this evening, the Flashlight Egg Hunt at Memorial Park in San Anselmo for youngsters 8 to 12 starts at 8:15. Larkspur Recreation's Flashlight Egg Hunt is at 8:30 p.m. tonight in Piper Park. And on Saturday morning at 10, Corte Madera Town Park hosts an Easter egg hunt as well, followed by photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny. San Anselmo also hosts a morning hunt for kids ages 7 and under in Memorial Park at 10:45 a.m. Saturday. And in Fairfax, the Spring Egg Hunt in Bolinas Park starts at 10 a.m. The Sausalito Easter Parade and Egg Hunt are Saturday morning around the Johnson Street Fire Station. Participants are advised to BYOB, bring your own basket, for the egg hunt. The parade starts at 10 a.m. More related activities include an Easter bonnet contest, face painting, and family caricatures. There's also an egg hunt for adults that costs $25 to enter, with thousands of dollars in prizes offered by local restaurants and businesses in Sausalito. The 42nd Annual Butter and Egg Days Festival is in full swing in downtown Petaluma. Perhaps the biggest event is the main parade at noon on Saturday. Meanwhile, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, the street festival offers food vendors, live music, crafts, kid zones, and beverage gardens. Organizers mention that cash will not be accepted at the beverage bar, so bring your credit card. The festivities are in Petaluma's historic plaza at 24th Street. Marin Theater continues its 2024-25 season with the U.S. premiere of It's True, It's True, It's True, a 17th century story quite relevant in today's Me Too era. Conceived and written by Ellis Stevens and Billy Barrett of England's Breach Theatre, it's a courtroom drama detailing the trial in 1612 of Agostino Tassi, who was accused of raping accomplished Baroque artist Artemisia Gentileschi, who was rightly compared to Caravaggio. Compiled from actual court transcripts, translated into modern English from Latin and Italian, It's True, It's True, It's True finds the victim, Gentileschi, facing down and having to justify her claims. Its title is taken from the word she spoke, reiterating that she did not make up the accusations against Tassi. Featuring an all-female cast, It's True, It's True, It's True continues through May 4th on the Marin Theater stage in Mill Valley. Also in Mill Valley, on Saturday night, Amalgamated Artists hosts a curated evening of comedy, music, and storytelling featuring performers from film, TV, radio, theater, literature, podcasts, concerts, and the internet. The lineup includes comedian Jeff Bolt, curator of the event, Litquake co-founder Jack Bulwer, Complicit keyboarder Raoul Brody, NPR host Michael O'Brien, Tonight Show warm-up comic Don Reed, and Ready for Getty, a teen rock and roll band and tribute to Rush. The show starts at 8 p.m. Saturday at Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. Finally, celebrate 420 in style in Sebastopol as reggae icon Anthony B. headlines the Reggae Vibe Special Edition on April 20th. This year, both Easter Sunday and the globally recognized Cannabis Day. Known for his electric stage presence and socially conscious lyrics, Anthony B. will perform fan favorites like Raid the Barn and World of Reggae Music. The event kicks off early at 6 p.m. and is for all ages, so everyone can join the celebration. It's at Hot Monk Tavern in Sebastopol. That's everything for this week. Thanks so much for listening.